This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
John Lieberman pinch hitting for Brian yesterday and today. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Look, if you look at the headlines on any given day, it's almost as if the definition of terrorism these days has broadened in a huge, huge way, because we're no longer talking about, I would say, what we think of as simply traditional, quote unquote, terrorism. You know, 9/11, unfortunately, and the like. Because now it appears the biggest threats are things like cyber terrorism and corporate espionage and all of these other things. And you look at, you know, just headlines today, too. Canadian police, though, back to traditional terrorism, they just seized the largest ever weapons cache in a terrorism inquiry there. And then the New York Times reports that states are claiming that FEMA is holding up $2.4 billion in grants to fight terrorism. It's hard to make heads or tails of all of this. And to help us do that, I want to bring in a former military intelligence officer who's one of the brightest guys out there on these issues. Matt Shoemaker is with us. Good to see you, Matt. Good to hear you.
John, thanks so much for having me on. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, of course. I want to start with this because I love your background. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background and some of the kind of more unique experiences you've had.
Sure. So I actually started off my civilian intelligence career with the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is actually the Pentagon's version of the CIA. I was with them for a number of years before I put on the uniform, joined the Navy, and did the same thing in uniform. Actually, I was a naval intelligence officer, focusing mostly on Russia and China. And then once I got out of the Navy, I decided to run for Congress, so gave that a shot as well. So, you know, unfortunately, things didn't work out in that direction, but who knows? Maybe that's actually probably a blessing in disguise that I'm not in that little cesspool that is D.C. at this point.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing, but I know you keep in touch with a ton of people who are still kind of mired in that cesspool. Now, let me ask you this, because of your experience with China and Russia, et cetera, kind of how's the evolving relationship between the U.S. and China and Russia impacted our national security posture, especially obviously in light of recent global events?
Sure. Wow, that's a great question. And there's actually probably a lot of facets to it, especially, you know, with the new administration in the past 6 months. You know, if you look at it from a big picture, you know, in some sense, you know, the strategy of the United States towards Russia and China doesn't really change all that much from administration to administration. We're still trying to make sure that Russia doesn't dominate European affairs and that China isn't trying to take over, you know, the Indo-Pacific region. And how we do that kind of changes over each administration in particular. But that's generally speaking the overall strategy. But with regards to this particular administration, you know, one thing that President Trump is noted for is for his, let's say, chaotic approach towards things, the ability to be unpredictable in how he responds to international situations. So I think that's actually recently one of the main developments, you know, going back all the way to Trump 1.0 when he had it as well, of this sort of strategic ambiguity about how he would respond to events coming out of Moscow and Beijing. So I think that really puts President Putin and President Xi on the back foot with regards to how to respond to the United States. So that's, you know, in a nutshell, kind of one of the big changes that we've seen just in the past 6 months. But I think going forward, you know, what I'm looking at and what I'm most concerned about, actually, especially with regards to the Russia-China side of things, is China's desire to take over Taiwan. Certainly is probably something that, you know, I think we all should be keeping a focus on. I think that's over the next probably 2 to 4 years, something that really should be kept an eye on.
I think you bring up a really good point, and that is something that I think a lot of people are going to be keeping an eye on. I'll tell you what I'm keeping an eye on right now, Matt, that I'm eager to get your take on. And, you know, it sounds funny at first blush when you hear, oh, somebody is impersonating Marco Rubio using AI, and it kind of, you might get a chuckle out of it and things like that. But then when you actually dig into it, and in fact, the State Department has now tightened cybersecurity after Marco Rubio's impersonation issue, it happens to be quite scary, this idea of where we are in terms of cybersecurity. You add AI into it. What about that keeps you up at night, and what are potential things we should watch out for, or even solutions, in your opinion?
Sure. I think in this particular case, it's something that is both a little bit silly, as you kind of mentioned, but at the same time also very concerning. There's been situations like this before. A number of years ago, for example, I believe over in the UK, there was actually, ironically, a radio host who would go around calling British policymakers and pretending to be, you know, the prime minister, and he would get them to say yeah. some silly things and get them, you know, get the egg on their face sort of thing.
But yeah, it wasn't me. Just for the record, Matt, it wasn't me. But go ahead.
Hey, take advantage of it. Why not? Hey. Anyways, but no, I mean, with regards to the AI side of it, the fact that we're having computers do it and that they're able to imitate people so well that they're able to get in contact with policymakers is, as you mentioned, extremely concerning. And, you know, what that tells me more than anything is that people are not thinking through the dangers or the risks, probably is a better way of putting it, the risks associated with extensive use of artificial intelligence. It's the ability to think, what are the next, you know, the second and third order effects of this sort of technology, and where can it go? You know, the fact that we're not having these larger discussions about it is the concerning part, because the people who are the most creative are going to be the ones that are going to take advantage of it. And we're going to get into situations like this where the creative person has, you know, imitates Marco Rubio and gets, you know, some egg on the face of other policymakers. You know, next time we might not be so lucky. They might be a little bit more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Various.
That's a great point. And, you know, here in Connecticut, I think one thing that worries some people, not just here in Connecticut, but the idea of certain vulnerabilities that we might have when it comes to, for example, infrastructure, you know, electrical grids, and then maybe you jump to banking systems. I mean, these are things that people obviously use day in and day out. How much of a focus from a federal level is on these types of things and making sure, because the reality is, I think we've been a little bit lucky so far that we haven't had any sort of large scale, at least that I know of, any sort of large scale, you know, financial attacks, let's say, where people can't access their money, or electrical grid, you know, takedowns completely where we lose electricity at the hands of terrorism. So is that next?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've actually done some consulting work with different banks, ironically, about this, because, you know, unfortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, we don't live in a controlled economy or a centralized economy itself. You know, when these companies or these banks have their IT and cybersecurity departments, oftentimes that they are the front line of their own defense systems. The FBI, the DIA, the NSA, those are all there as backups and oftentimes as support systems after the fact, more than anything. But yeah, when it comes to the way that we in the United States do cybersecurity and the way that our companies operate, you know, these people are the ones that are keeping our system afloat and keeping their companies afloat. So that's why it's more important than ever that people understand that they play a vital role in this. Like, they're not just bystanders in this, you know, geopolitical world. And it's an easy thing to say of, oh, the high affairs of state, someone else will take care of it. No, especially here in the United States, we get to take the bull by the horn because we are the front line more than anything.
Yep. And we're going to leave it there, but we are the front line and we have to keep that in mind, front and center. Matt, how can people keep up with you, whether it's on social or however?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I am on social media. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. You're welcome to take a look at my stuff. My name is Matthew Shoemaker. Reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to touch base.
Always appreciate your time and your insight. Former military intelligence officer Matthew Shoemaker. Thanks so much, Matt. Be well.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.